Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I don't think the league is in big trouble here. I don't think sports are in big trouble. It just brings, I don't know, it brings legitimacy to the people who think that the sports are illegitimate at times. And that is troublesome as somebody who's a huge sports fan. Obviously, if you're listening to us, you're a big sports fan. But I don't think it's the end of the world here. They'll clean this up. You just worry about what's going to happen next when it just continues to happen, BT. And one thing I will say, I saw Pablo Torre finds out. I don't know if you saw this yet. You know Pablo Torre?
Yeah, he's like, been on a run lately.
He's one of the more reputable reporters out there. He had a statement from Terry Rozier's lawyer.
Okay, I did not see this.
Okay. We've represented Terry Rozier for over a year. A long time ago, he reached out to these prosecutors, tell them we should have an open line of communication. They characterized Terry as a subject, not a target. Mm-hmm. But at 6 a.m. this morning, they called to tell me FBI agents were trying to arrest him in a hotel. It's unfortunate that instead of allowing him to self-surrender, they opted for the photo op. Okay, whatever. They wanted the misplaced glory of embarrassing a professional athlete with a perp walk. That tells you a lot about the motivations of this case. They appear to be taking the word of spectacularly incredible sources rather than relying on actual evidence of wrongdoing. Terry was cleared by the NBA, and these prosecutors revived that non-case. Terry is not a gambler, but he's not afraid of a fight, and he looks forward to winning this fight.
Okay. I mean, lawyer doing his job. There's a lot of stuff there that's a little bit of fluff, and we'll find out where this goes. I think the meaty part there is, well, cleared by the NBA.
Yes.
And you and I were talking about this a little bit during the break here. Now, think about this. If you're the NBA, are you really going to lift up every rock to find out? And I'm just asking the question.
But that's a
common
problem.
Sense. I know it's a big problem, but if you're David Stern, if you're Adam Silver, what do you really want to find stuff, or do you want to kind of sweep this away? No, he's good. He's clean. Next, keep him moving.
He can't be involved in any kind of cover up, man. I mean, that would be like next level disaster.
Well, agreed, but I don't even mean a cover up. Yeah. I'm not even remotely implying that. I'm
talking about just that crap.
I'm talking about
protect the shield and all that.
Yeah, but not for this situation. Not a cover up as much as a very surface level, very cursory investigation. All right, look at that. We're good. Next, not a cover up. Not blatant lies or concealing things that they found, and they don't have the resources that the FBI has. So I get Rose. That's why you have a lawyer to represent you. And there is something to be said for photo ops. And over the years, I get that. I don't know if it applies here, but it has applied in the past. But to say that, the FBI, he was a subject, not a target.
Right.
Well, things could change. I mean, there's new things that come to light, and who knows?
I don't know what to believe other than Rozier was cleared by the NBA.
And how long ago was that? Do you know exactly?
No, he said in that statement, it was like he said something about a year or whatever.
Okay, yeah, he died.
But you said you saw the video. I got to see that during the break.
Yeah, I did. I want to make sure it's the right video, because if it's the right video, it's, like I said, it's like blue chips.
No way defending it. BT and Sal on the Fan. Ben is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Ben? Ben, you there? Ben, are you with us? Eric is calling from Rivervale, New Jersey. What's up, Eric?
Hey, Sal, BT, how we doing, boys?
How are you, man?
What's up, man?
Man, here I thought I was going to be calling you guys this morning to talk a little Knicks, B-ball, solid open to the season, and then here we are. This insanity is just unbelievable. And I think you guys have both really hit it, you know, where my head was at. Does it destroy basketball? No. Does it destroy sport? No. But this begs a much larger question across the board, and I think you just touched on one of them, which is, like, how do you police this? I mean, you obviously can't have, you know, the corrupt policing the corruption. So is it on the leagues? Is it on the teams individually? And I agree that there has to be a zero tolerance, which includes the NCAA. I mean, what they're doing, I have no idea. That seems insane too. But to me, it's a zero tolerance. There's no gambling, period. You're a professional athlete. This is your job. You've chosen it. It's not about rights. Like, this, they've chosen, right? That's a right to play professional basketball or baseball or whatever. So you're kind of smacking in the face of the overall credibility, and ultimately that's the largest currency, right? It's not money. The largest currency we have is trust, and now it's gone. So all of those conspiracy theorists that have been talking about this for years, you have to wonder, are they right? Is it all rigged? Is it all, you know, and I'm not saying it is or it isn't. It's not, you know,
but some of it, to your point, Eric, has been. The integrity has been taken away of certain events in multiple sports over however many years. That's a fact. That's not Sal Licata's opinion. The fact is, there have been games that we watched thinking that they were real, true competition, and the integrity was questioned in some way, shape, or form.
Yep.
Donaghy, Class A, whatever it may be, pick a guy in the NBA. Like, that's just a fact.
I got you. I agree with that. I mean, there's some stuff that is irrefutable at this point, so it is now presentable as fact. Now, the thing, too, a lot of people have said this, well, it's not going to destroy the league. Okay, you know, Calvin Ridley's not going to destroy the NFL, or Terry Rozier. Not going to destroy the NBA, but, you know, what if it was Tom Brady? Or what if it's Mahomes? Or what if it was LeBron? Or what if it was Aaron Judge? And I'm just throwing names out there just to prove a point, obviously, you know, to get to the big dogs, the titans of sport, MVPs, all-timers. Yeah, nobody really cares about Terry Rozier. He'll blend into the woodwork, you know, at the end of this investigation, however it wraps up one way or the other. But if it's an all-timer, then it could destroy the sport.
Let me ask you a question, and I guess we have to deal in hypotheticals here. I don't want to accuse anybody, obviously, but we know about MJ.
MJ,
you're telling me you don't think there was ever a chance? I'm not saying he would ever bet against himself. I don't even know if he would bet on his own games or whatever. But, like, come on, it's. I don't think it's unbelievably insane to think that somebody that hasn't been named wouldn't have. You know, did similar things to what Pete Rose did many years ago that wasn't uncovered. Like, is that an unrealistic thought at this point?
It's not, and I'll tell you why. Now, MJ's an interesting one. I mean, there was a thought that his dad was killed by people who owed him money, and there's a lot of smoke there, and obviously when the Knicks and the Bulls, if you're too young for this, look it up. There was a couple of stories. I don't know if it was Lupica, whoever had it back in the day, News Post, whatever, but it was big. It was prominent where they were playing the Knicks in the playoffs, and he was jaunting out to AC. And see, the reason why I don't say no to somebody like that is because when you have a gambling problem, you really can't turn it on and off. You really can't. And you've heard stories, legendary, and we can laugh about it because he's got so much money. Charles Barkley talks about this, about betting on the golf course. And gambling's not a problem unless you get hooked in, you know, with the mob or something that's illegal, or you bet more than you have. Like, if you bet, even if it's all relative to what you have in the bank, if you bet $500,000 on the Jets or the Giants, but you got $3.2 billion in the bank, that's not a problem. That's like you or I betting a couple of hundred on a parlay. So the problems come where you can't turn it off, you can't pay up, or you get in bed with shady people. So somebody like Michael, who would gamble on golf, would gamble in AC. You never know. You never know.
Now, I'm not trying to accuse him of everything.
No, I know you're not.
you know,
I don't know.
Well, we could always for years think like, oh, what? You don't think these athletes are betting on games? And now we know that some are. And not only are they betting on games, they're friggin' fixing the games, or at least fixing a pitch or certain props like that. We had issues with referees. You're telling me that you don't think there's been a ref in the NFL or an ump in Major League Baseball?
I would guarantee there has been. I don't know what decade. I don't know who. Yes. That's the answer.
Right. So in the 80s or 90s, we could have this conversation and yeah. You could have the same answer and I could be like, nah, come on, man. But since then, it has come out that refs and players have been caught doing it. So now it's a matter of, well, how many more? And when will this end? And what's going to get it to stop? I don't know how you truly end it now with the fact that you could just go to your phone or bet right on your phone at any second. I guess that makes it even easier.
But it's all trackable.
If you're in the NBA, BT, and I'm not, but we're buddies,
mm-hmm.
and you're like, hey, you know, yeah. I got a little, like, you're still not betting, but huh? You give me the info and then I place the bet.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's ways to connect that, obviously, if they've done that. But what, you don't think that that's happening, too, to help
Guaranteed. You don't think that my friends over, not so much anymore, because they know that I'm just not going to go there. But you don't think early on people are like, hey, what's St. John's going to do tonight? I'm not getting involved. Like, you know, and I, whether it was Norm, whether it was Mike Jarvis, whether it was, you know, Steve Lavin, whether it's Rick, you don't think that I know which guys aren't practicing?
Right.
Which guys got a little banged up calf or which guy's shoulders jacked up and might not play the full allotment of minutes? Of course I do.
Yeah.
But the reason I don't get involved in that is because I don't want anything like this. It's not tempting to me remotely at all. But when I first started doing it, I was 20 years younger. My buddies were like, hey, what do you think about tonight? I'm like, figure it out yourself. I'm not doing it.
It's just such a... It sucks, man. And for me, I think the only way to get through it is just trying to continue to have my head in the sand, be responsible if I do want to bet. Honestly, I had this talk I was telling you about this. Like, you know, I've had issues with gambling before.
Yeah, you've been honest about that.
Never to a point where, like, my life was completely compromised. But, mm-hmm. you know, I have a problem with whether it's food, whatever. When I'm in, I'm all in.
I understand that to a big degree, yeah.
So I've bet a lot before on certain, you know, a lot for me and yeah. been, like, where it really hurt to have to go into the account, like at times I couldn't, and, you know, so I've been there before. And then I was talking to somebody about it. And he's like, dude, there's enough stress in life. And I'm like, you're right. And I can't afford to right now financially, and nor the stress wise, all that stuff. And then we were just talking about like these games, the way that it plays out. Like I told you, the way I got beat with the Josh Allen taking three knees.
Yes.
Like, come on.
That was
on,
a player
dude.
Prop, right?
Yeah. A player prop.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's so, like, a bad beat, boy.
But the point is the way that these leagues are, you should know what you're getting into. And if you do it wisely and do it just for your pure entertainment or an escape, whatever it may be. And I think that's similar with maybe even watching these sports. Like, I want to love sports. I want to watch sports. I want to invest emotionally in it, whatever it may be. But also, I don't want to be thinking about, did an umpire blow a call because he's fixing the game?
Yeah.
I don't want to be thinking about the steroid stuff or the Astros cheating. Like, those are things that, from a sports fan's perspective, takes away from my enjoyment of what is truly the only escape in my life, watching sports.
That would be nice. I don't think that's really realistic anymore. Unless you just commit to, as you said, blocking this stuff out. And for what you do for a living, it's impossible.
Yeah, I know.
So I just admit, I don't think that I'm capable of looking at everything on the up and up ever. Like, I'm not calling you a sucker, but I'm just not going to be the sucker. I'm not. I'm going to take it for what it is. And if something really shady catches my eye and I've gambled enough to kind of be like, all right, that looks fishy, maybe I'll bring it up to you. Maybe we'll bring it up on the air, whatever. But I do have a question for you. Mm-hmm. You mentioned steroids. What do you think is more offensive to the general public? The distortion of the record books through steroids and even compromising the outcome of games because you could do better than you were supposed to, or point shaving?
No, I don't even think it's close.
Okay, good. Which one, though?
I think point shaving is way worse.
I agree.
And not only that, like, I was thinking, too, the Astros cheating scandal. I think that's worse than steroids.
I agree.
Steroids.
Well, because the other guy on the mound had a chance to put the same stuff in his body.
And maybe was in certain cases.
For sure.
So I'm not saying it's good.
Uh-huh.
I don't think that compromised the game the way the Astros cheating scandal did, or certainly the way any kind of point shaving or prop shaving, whatever you want to call it, would impact the integrity.
I agree. I wonder if a lot of people agree with that, though, because steroids on this station, Mike and Chris and everybody back in the day, it may have been the most talked about topic in the history of WFAN. It really may have been. And to me, that like I think a lot of that was the sentimentality, like, oh, you know, Babe Ruth and Willie Mays and this guy, Hank Aaron, what are we doing? Come on. That's why I use the term distortion of the record books. But at least from a level playing field in terms of competitive advantage or disadvantage, if I'm on the mound and I got PEDs, even if I don't, you can hit a ball that I still have a chance to catch,
right?
Maybe, all right? Or I could strike you out, or you hit a foul ball 400 feet, then you pop up. There's still an element of chance there. But if you are deliberately throwing a player prop or a game, I've got no recourse. I am helpless as a consumer at that point, and a competitor.
I mean, think about it,
or a teammate, I should say, maybe.
It's been going on for now over 100 years when you talk about dating back to the Black Sox scandal.
Yeah, true.
And so we've only known, like back then it was like, even me growing up, I was born in 79, do the math, it happened in 1919, the Black Sox scandal, like we knew about it, it impacted us from a youth level, but we always thought like, well, that was a thing way back in the past that'll never really happen. You're telling me that you don't think it happened at least on some levels since then, and certainly now we've seen it, we're players or whatever are getting nabbed since then. I'm sure it's been, Pete Rose, I'm sure it's been a big part of sports. Even the stuff that we haven't heard about.
Yes. Well, that's why I went through the very quick timeline, and I didn't even incorporate that scandal, and good job by bringing that in. I kind of just really went to, you know, more like late 20s, depression, and into World War II with boxing, baseball, and horse racing. But that's, you know, from at least in terms of the depression, that's 11 years before that.
Right.
I guarantee. And it's, listen, you get people with shady, you get shady people involved in a sport. And horse racing, that's always been a racket.
Maybe not even shady people, Beathy. Just sometimes people. Well,
go ahead.
I'm saying, let's have the conversation.
Okay.
Could it be shady people? Could it be people who have legitimate problems?
I guess I'll leave the door open for both. I would probably think more for me, it would be maybe fairly well-intentioned people who get overrun by shady people. I don't think that anybody.
Right, and then you know it's uh-oh, mean? Like I'm screwed. And I'm
on the hook for 100 G's, and I have no way out, and now I got to do this for that guy, otherwise I'm in trouble. I think that's how it starts.
BT and Sal on the fan. John calling from Oxford, Connecticut. What's up, John?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Listen, I got to say, I want to pump the brakes on this a little bit. I feel like a lot of everything that you're talking about has been known for quite a while, and you guys pay attention. We have a totally new Justice Department. We have a totally new FBI. I think these guys are trying to send a message, but there's a bunch of professionals who I think had those same jobs who didn't think they had the evidence to bring indictments.
Okay.
I have a feeling 6 months to a year from now, we're going to be saying, whatever happened with that? Because I think this particular Justice Department and the FBI are trying to, for whatever reason, throw a lot of stuff at the wall and seize what sticks in a lot of different regards.
All right, so, John, let me ask you this. So are you, and it sounds like you're saying this, but I want to actually hear that this is what you're saying. So do you think this is a grandstanding by an administration, politically driven, get the photo
Absolutely.
Op?
Absolutely.
Okay, so
Absolutely.
Then what, well, just say it. Don't dance around, but say it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing.
It,
okay, yeah, listen, I don't know if you're right. I don't know if you're wrong. What I do believe at my core, and I appreciate you calling and saying that, what I believe at my core, when you throw out names and when you do something to that degree, you better be right and you better have an overwhelming amount of evidence. So even if there is a photo op, I'm going to go with the FBI having basically everything right now.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but I just feel like they've got enough evidence.
I admit I would be ignorant to any political stuff. It could be. I don't know. I'm going to take it at face value. And I'm not worried about the political aspect of it. I'm worried about the NBA. I'm worried about the sports aspect of it. And regardless of this specific incident, it has happened repeatedly before. It's still ongoing with certain things. So you could say that Rozier was investigated, the NBA let it go. I still then would be like, well, should they have let it go? Should there have been more? What about Malik Beasley? What about some of the other guys? Well, you know, Chauncey Billups getting involved in a mafia-led poker ring has nothing to do with what I care about.
I agree with you on that, actually. It's different.
Yeah, I don't know if he was. But then I start to think, well, was he doing something when he was with the Pistons? You know, how deep does it go? How far back does it go?
By the way, I recruited Chauncey to the Pistons. True story. I swear to God.
Why maybe you did your time with the Pistons?
But I recruited him to the Pistons as a free agent.
Well, how did that go?
At the Summer League. And
were you playing poker with him or something?
No. Thank God. Yeah. No, I didn't even have any money then, let alone know how to play. He would have tapped me out. No, I was at the, I'm working in Detroit, and I'm doing the, I go to the summer league, like with Carlisle and Larry Bird, like all the coaches there, right? Whatever. And they're trying to recruit Chauncey to come to the Pistons as a free agent. So I became pretty good friends with Rick Carlisle. Rick hands me a phone, and he goes, hey, he goes, it's Chauncey. Sell him on Detroit. Sell him on the market. I swear to God, I talked to him for a good 4 or 5 minutes. Oh, you got kids, nice golf courses here, blah, blah, blah. Palace is juiced. You got Ben, you got Rick. Like, it's a good vibe. And he signed. So they could thank me for the championship that I brought him.
Yeah, well, just be careful. Good thing you didn't get too close to Chauncey.
I wish I could have brought LeBron here, you know, back in the day. Who cares about the Pistons? I wish I could have done something for the Knicks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Now, who knows how deep this is going to go? Well, I'm assuming at some point we'll hear from Adam Silver. Now, I don't know when that's going to be, BT, but he's got to address everybody here regardless.
He'll calm everything down.
Well, I mean, we do have to hear from him.
It's his job, too. I don't think he's a good commissioner. You know I think that about him.
I do, and here I am being more of a skeptic. I do, or conspiracy theorist. I do question the timing of it.
Okay, go ahead.
The NBA just started up. Like,
oh, well, yeah, from the FBI's perspective.
That's what I'm saying. So maybe there is more to it than just like, hey, we popped these guys for gambling. Why announce it and do it on the day, basically, the opening night of the NBA?
Yeah, oh, I never thought that they didn't want to maximize exposure. Right. Oh, yeah. I think that, like, say if there was some massive baseball situation, that unfolds. I mean, when do you really drop the hammer? Probably opening day, or when, you know, a team with players implicated, this is, again, this fictitious, possibly, hopefully fictitious situation, when they report to spring training. Yeah, I mean, that's pretty common.
But think about it this way. Like, so the FBI or political people have something to gain by this? Like, me personally, I'm like, well, yeah, that's great that you got an illegal poker gambling ring that was millions of dollars. That has nothing to do with me anyway, and probably shady characters. Like, how about you clean up the New York City subway so I can feel safe when I'm commuting to SNY after here? Like,
yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah, well, those are, they're like, this does not. I'm not sitting there from an outsider, or just a, you know, whatever citizen, being like, oh, you guys did it! Holy cow, that's great! You got Chauncey Billups, Rozier, and the mob! Woo! Like, we would never even hear about things like this, so I'm not that impressed. Like, there's a lot more dirty stuff that impacts people. People killing people, stabbing people. Like, that, I'd rather you clean up. Gangs and things like that, as opposed to this. I'm not saying that this isn't good. Like,
I get it. Listen, the call, there's a lot of layers to this.
Yeah.
And you know, I'm doing my best to keep it to sports.
Right.
Because that's what it is, right? But, you know, one of the callers brought up whether there was some sort of political implication. I think any time there's a new administration or there's a new organization that's announced, you know, like a leader of the new leader of the FBI, whether you love them or don't, and that's obviously up to you, you know, there's going to be a flex. There's going to be, that's common, you know, that's human nature, that's common stuff.
All right, well,
you know, it is what it is. I don't really get too wrapped up in that. And I get it. I mean, would I worry more about the safety of the streets? Would I worry more about weapons?
Yeah.
Would I worry more about danger for my wife and my kids and, you know, me on a very secondary level? Sure. Than somebody who gets pinched playing poker and they're cheating.
Yeah,
I guess that's
my point. It's odd. To me, it seems an odd flex. And I am only talking about, we're only talking about this because of the involvement with the NBA and what that does to compromise the integrity of sport. So I need to now we heard the details there from the FBI, from the attorney, whatever. Now I want to hear from Adam Silver. Like, he's got to come out and address this. I don't care what the government says or what. I want to know what the league is saying about this and what they're going to do to make sure that we know when we sit down and watch our Knicks that we're watching a game, whether it's the players, whether it's the coaches, whether it's the officials. I want to know that we're watching a game that is not compromised in any way, shape, or form.
We will never know that.
That's,
I don't think,
problem,
we can. It's a massive problem. That's why I've already come to the conclusion, and I kind of take it for what it is. I don't think that there's anything that can be done. Even like a Pete Rose strike one, ban for life, gamble on the game, that's in the clubhouse. I think even if you do that infraction, I still don't think it's going to deter enough people where it will never happen, and even if it did, I think people will still be worried that there's a way to circumvent that, and it will cloud their ability to an extent to take it in at full authenticity. I think we're so past that.
Could we just eliminate prop bets? Would that help, you think?
There's actually a movement. I was reading something this morning where that seems to be the bigger concern. And Silver did talk. Actually, I saw the quote from Adam Silver. He did talk about this, and I think
when was this?
I read it this morning, right before the show. Okay. I don't know if it was ESPN.
But it had nothing to do with the latest.
It did. It was. I think it was going. You know what? It may have gone back to a year or so ago when Rozier was initially investigated by the NBA. I think that Silver's instincts are right there. I you know, the prop bets do present a very unique set of potential issues here. And you and I were talking early in the show. If you guys missed anything, we opened the show. That's all we've done. Free Odyssey app here. Yeah, I did not, let me see, the first time I ever bet, well, I mean, outside of the schoolyard, maybe with my buddy in the fifth grade, $10 on the Monday night game, which we would actually do and probably never pay up. I never did props until I went to Vegas or maybe when I lived in Las Vegas, only because I didn't have access to them. So when did you first start doing prop bets? Because you didn't do them with a bookie that you would meet on the corner and drop off or get paid.
No, and I barely do them. I think the only time I really do props is
Super Bowl, maybe?
Yeah, so I'd say maybe the last, I don't know, 3 to 5 years, potentially.
That's what, like, I'm saying.
What I'll do is my buddies come in. I told you, we do a playoff weekend. It's either championship
weekend or
divisional round.
Yeah.
So we'll get together wherever it may be, and then to have some action on the game, we'll all pick props together. Let's go Hawkinson over 100, or whatever it may be.
Oh, yeah.
So just, it keeps extra interest as opposed to just the game line on it. But outside of that, like, and I know the same game parlays are a huge thing. I've done it a little bit, but
I'd rather bet a side or a total myself or a future in terms of a win total. But I just say that because I feel like the player props really have, the door was always slightly ajar for shady, seedy people to infiltrate the game, get their hooks in, even if it's a well-intentioned person to start, and kind of flip them and make them a little corrupt, whatever, and complicit in the illegal whatever. But the player props, it's just too easy, man. You've got, because it doesn't matter what the point guard, if I'm the center, it doesn't matter what the point guard does. It doesn't matter if we win by 30, lose by 30, shoot 20% as a team, shoot 67% as a team, score 151 points or score 82. I directly control a winning or a losing bet. And that's a problem.
Specifically with the NBA or maybe a pitcher in baseball, which are examples that we've already seen. Ray is calling from Woodhaven. What's up, Ray?
Or a goalie.
Good morning. Good morning, guys.
What up, Ray?
You know, you might think with modern technology it'd be easier to catch a player, coach, or referee who might be cheating. But it's actually just the opposite. Because in the old days when the mob was basically America's sports book, they knew exactly who they were taking bets from. And if somebody beat them, they knew who it was, and they wouldn't let it go on for long. Now, if you're playing with several relatives or friends or multiple sports books, unless you get greedy, it's virtually impossible to get caught.
Well, that's, I think, how everybody does get caught when they get really greedy. I don't know, and virtually impossible seems a little strong. Here's the thing, though. Maybe, like, the initial capturing or identification of something illegal is a little harder. Maybe you're right, but once you are on scent and on path with something that could be illegal, the digital imprint that is left, whether it's a phone, whether it's a text message, whether it's your laptop, I mean, you don't have that in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. So to me, once you identify something, then it's so easy to catch them.
Yeah, I don't think it's virtually impossible. Now, again, that could be me being naive, but if you're doing something that, like, if you're betting $10 on whether the pitch is going to be a ball or not, nobody's going to care. Once you start doing it to a level of where it's going to be impactful, you're going to get caught right away.
Yep.
Because they're going to see the action. Like, the leagues are monitoring this. You or I or the fans watching, like, we're not looking at every pitch, every play, thinking with those lines, with that in mind. But the leagues do have people, I'm assuming, watching things with that in mind.
They do.
Oh, this could be fishy here. Oh, was there any action? Or working in cohesion with a gambling company or gambling companies and saying, oh, was there anything fishy here? Whatever. And then, yeah, there was. Let's see. First pitch will be a ball in the seventh inning. And then they go back and watch the tape. It's clear as day. It's plain. You go back and watch the Donahue stuff now, and you could see some of the stuff that happened when you go back in hindsight. So I'm sure now more than ever, all the leagues, have people monitoring their games with that thought process in mind, I would think.
They do. They're very much connected to these athletes, whether it's security to offer rides home so you avoid drinking and driving. See, the problem is I've talked to some players about this. One of the reasons why the players don't like to really use that is, some guys are out with somebody other than their wife.
Yeah.
And do you really want to get in a car, even though you're going to get home safely? Do you want to get in a car with the head of NFL security or your team or baseball when you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing? The answer is no. But there are obviously security checkpoints where they can help you with anything, and they do monitor that stuff going to gambling. I think the way it goes, like, take, not somebody like LeBron or one of these massive names or Otani. Well, Otani's different because he's an interpreter. But I don't mean one of the big names. Take somebody like Rozier. The way it would work, very simple. So you've got people watching this, monitoring for anything that's unusual, a spike in play, volume. And it's not like, well, there was, $1,200 bet on Rozier for player props on a Monday, and then Thursday it bounced up to $14,000. Let's call the FBI and arrest them. That's not how it goes. What they'll do is they'll flag it. They'll flag it, and then they will consistently monitor that, and then they'll build a case, and then they'll see if it was a one-off. And if it's a one-off, they probably look the other way. They're not going to put, I don't think, FBI resources into one one-off, but if it's consistent, that's when they jump in.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll continue with your calls. We'll also talk some Knicks when we come back. 888-808-1019.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
The Knicks BT for a night looked pretty good out at the world's most famous. I would say that my takeaway from the game last night, we'll get back to the calls on the NBA gambling scandal and all that stuff in a minute. My big takeaway from last night was that I did not see much of a difference. I know they played a deeper bench. Okay, that's great. That's fine. It's one game. But outside of the amount of players used, and I don't think that's a huge deal, I didn't really see much of a difference in the way that they looked.
I did, in the sense that they were, and I anticipated this coming in, you saw a lot more of Jalen Brunson off the basketball, which is really good. Listen, I think it's going to really impact Bridges here. I think Bridges, and I remember saying that, knowing what Mike Brown was going to try to do this year, and it's obviously early, but also knowing Bridges' skill set, I thought it was going to be a good fit. I think he's a better ball handler than OG. So, like, when you look at a non, and OG was great last night, but you look at a non-conventional point guard to kind of assume some of the burden of dribbling the ball, I think Bridges will be that. I think it's going to free him up. You saw a little look of Kolick, which I like, and he played pretty well.
Deuce, he looks serviceable.
He does. Yeah. Now he's going to get ripped up on defense. Kolick is going to spread the floor, though, and I think he's going to get it to the open man. Deuce was great. Yeah, you're right, the 11 guys.
Can Kolick be one of those guys like that freaking McConnell on Indiana? Can he eventually turn into that, like a little pesty point guard?
McConnell is thicker, and I think I hesitate to say tougher because I'm not trying to say Kolick's not tougher. I think he's a little more finesse and, quite frankly, like a little more skill than McConnell.
That's what I'm saying. Just like maybe a pesky player, though. Move the ball a little bit.
I could get behind that. What's going to be interesting is they played 11 guys, and two guys who are going to play 30-plus minutes a night did not play. Well, maybe Mitch isn't playing 30 every night, but Mitch and Hart are going to be big-minute guys. So this is all the feeling-out process. I thought schematically it definitely looked different from that point of view. You know, and I'm happy for Mike Brown. And I know that this raised some eyebrows. I think they even were kind of mocking it, in a little mock there when they played it during CeeLo's update this morning. Like, Mike Brown's like, oh, my God, this is the garden. It's amazing. Come on, dude. Like, get over it, man. You're the head coach. But I didn't take it that way. I thought it was now, if I'm hearing that in a month, we got a problem. It was the first game as the head coach of the Knicks, a charter staple, the best venue in the NBA. And I thought he came across as really good.
I didn't see a clean, cohesive, organized offense, a consistent offense. In the beginning, maybe saw a little more spacing and some ball movement that I liked, but they got away from that. And it became, again, okay, one guy penetrate a little bit. And you know, Carl Anthony Towns way too many times attacking the ring. Attacking the rim. I know Towns played banged up. What was it, a grade two?
Grade two quad.
Okay, like, congrats, dude. I don't need a hero on opening night.
Now, yeah, you're not Willis Reed coming out of the tunnel to hit your first two jump shots. No, I mean, come on.
I do respect him for playing through
the game. I do too, but it's like he's taking bows after the game.
How did his body look to you? It looked the same.
He's never going
to
have a great body.
It looked exactly the same. So I'm fine with that. Like, I just don't think they're going to be good enough. Are they deeper? They're 100% deeper. And Yabusele, he didn't even do anything last night.
No, he's going to, so that's good.
Clarkson wasn't good.
No.
Your boy Shamet, I mean,
Shamet played well.
Yeah, I mean, whatever.
He played well, Shamet.
Kolov maybe could be a piece. I mean, okay, they're all right. Ultimately, it's going to come down to the main guys. Mitchell Robinson coming back healthy at some point.
Yep.
Bridges, Brunson, Towns, and Anunoby. The one thing that I would say that I love, and this is something that we knew when they acquired these players, Anunoby and Bridges, the ability to play defense. That is such a huge thing because the Knicks otherwise aren't a good defensive team. Those two should be individual defensive studs. And when you put them together, that can create some havoc, create some turnovers, create some opportunities. And in the postseason game, maybe be the difference maker, certainly down important possessions down the stretch. But they looked pretty similar to me. So if now it's one game, they weren't fully healthy. Neither were the Cavs, by the way.
True.
We're going to be dangerous. But I didn't see anything spectacular or different or any reason to really be encouraged beyond what I saw a year ago.
Well, listen, I would say that, you know, when the Knicks play, as they play throughout the first, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10 games of the season, try to get some continuity and some cohesion. And obviously you want to bang out some wins to start off well, and they should. I would tell the Knicks fan who doesn't really know, you know, and not everybody's a crazy NBA fan, so I don't expect everybody to know, like, the intricacies of Mike Brown's philosophy. But I would think that when you watch the first 10-ish games, you're going to see a lack of structure. And we've talked about this on the show, kind of like almost just like playing in the schoolyard, kind of only with more polish, clearly, where you make a read, you know, you react, and then you keep it moving, and you kind of replace the spacing. And then they'll incorporate some structure as they get deeper into in terms of plays. So that'll be something to watch. So if you're a fringe NBA fan or a fringe Knicks fan, that's something to keep an eye out for. The other thing, too, and you said this, I can make the case that the players that the Cavaliers are missing were more important than the players that they
had. Oh, yeah.
Garland. But also Max Strus. Max, I remember seeing him at DePaul.
Cavs are going to be good, man.
They are going to be good. I think they're going to be the top seed. I think the Knicks will be the number two seed. Now, the Max Strus, when he was at DePaul, I remember him dropping 40. His pre-Patino. I'm like, man, he's like 6'8". He could shoot. I'm like, this guy's going to be in the NBA. But DePaul was horrible. And he's really become a very good NBA player. First with Miami, now with the Cavs, he's got some money. That is a team that's going to be good. And their bigs, whether it's Mobley and Allen, who weren't amazing last night, certainly Allen wasn't, they've got a little tougher and a little bit more polished since the Knicks bounced them from the postseason a couple of years ago. I'm very bullish on the Knicks. It's going to be a lot of fun. They're going to score a lot of points. They very well might make a big trade midseason if it doesn't look the right way for Giannis. But, you know, Knicks, you got a team, and Knicks fans know that.
BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Back to the calls on the NBA scandal. Ryan calling from the Bronx. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Good afternoon, rather. Is there any situation in pro sports where a player will void his contract, meaning that I know it's in their contracts that gambling is obviously illegal, but I think the only deterrent would be is if you get caught, not only are you banned, but we'll pay out the rest of the season. We'll give them whatever the year is. All right, whatever, we'll pay you out for the rest of the year. If you're on a 5-year deal, those other 4 years are gone. You don't get your money.
That should be
the only way to really.
No, it's okay, Roy. Sorry. I don't know that for a fact, BT. I'm assuming that's a given that if you get nabbed for whatever, gambling or shaving points or fixing games, your contract's got
to
be
I think
void.
That you're right. I mean, now maybe, not that you can't try to fight it legally here, but that's a breach of contract. I would imagine. Thank you for the call. I mean, there's a code of conduct that we don't really know about. We don't really know how it's written out in the small print of NBA contracts. But yeah, you've got to adhere to certain societal parameters, if you will, And I would think that there would be legal recourse by the league to wipe out whatever remains on contracts if you get pinched for gambling.
I wonder if we could do some digging on that and actually find people who would know, and not just about the NBA. I'm thinking about it. I forget what happened with Ridley, but I believe he just got cut. Like Atlanta cut him. Mm-hmm. In the NFL, you could do that. But let's say with Class A or with baseball.
Five years left on a 9-year deal.
Well, fully guaranteed deal. Well, yeah, it can't be if you're...
I don't think you get to keep that money. I don't want to speak out of school, but I agree with you.
It make no sense whatsoever. Yep. Adam is calling from North Haven, Connecticut about those Knicks. Let's go, Adam.
What up, guys? Yeah, I just a couple points, and I tend to agree with both of you. I thought the biggest difference was more three-pointers, which I think was good with the Knicks, and I think overall it was similar, but was kind of refreshing to see more depth and just not have that same kind of defensive feel with Tibbs. But I mean, I know you guys have been pretty critical of Cat, and I can't help but say the same thing, but that's going to be the biggest question mark. I mean, he just, like, is he going to be able to get up and down the floor with these guys? It's like, sure, opening up him shooting from three is definitely going to help because they're moving faster, but he doesn't look any different than last year. It's the same player. Mm-hmm. Like, you've got to assume if things don't go right in Milwaukee that they're going to be looking to make a move for Giannis.
Yes.
And I hope it happens in the middle of the year, but mm-hmm. I mean, he just fits the team so much more better with what they want to do now. Like, it's a night and day, and I don't know that Cat is the right fit for this team. I mean, he's going to put up good games and he's going to score.
He's very good. Right? He's very good. We know that.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and thanks for the call there, Adam. This might seem unfair, and this is a massive stretch down the road. Like, if I close my eyes, provided they have a good offseason, and then, you know, can I eventually see Aaron Judge hoisting a World Series trophy? I can. Maybe that's partially driven through sentiment or hope, whatever. Can I close my eyes and see Juan Soto hoisting a World Series trophy at some point with the Mets? I could. Can I close my eyes in however many years and see Jackson Dart on a podium with confetti coming down holding a trophy? I could. I don't see that with Cat.
What about Aaron Glenn?
No,
I'm just kidding. No, I'm with you.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. And it's a shame because I actually do like Cat. He's got tremendous potential and he's a highly talented player. I just don't believe. That's what I was saying. Like, even with the better depth that they have, the deeper bench, okay, they are a deeper team. Even with knowing that I would make that Cat trade again because I believe it made them more talented than the DiVincenzo Randall version of the Knicks. I still, at my core, don't believe that this group is a championship group, specifically the tandem of Brunson and Towns, to where I'm open to the idea of, where in the beginning I was like, I don't know if I want Giannis, but now I think that if you want to win a championship, I do, and that moves out there, I do think you have to make that move.
Yeah, and they already turned one down. I mean, that was the report. I know a lot of Windhorse weighed in on this, where I don't know exactly what the Bucks were offering. I know that Brunson was off the table. Like, did they want... You know, did they want both wings and Bridges and three future first round? Not that they have a lot of first round picks at this point. I don't know.
You think the Knicks have enough shooters?
Yes, I absolutely do.
See, because I don't know, especially if they trade for Giannis. Because if they trade for Giannis, you would think Karl Anthony Towns is going.
Yes, he'll be gone.
Okay, like OG. Yes, I don't think Bridges is a good shooter.
But you got to understand this, Sal. I like Bridges. I don't fully trust him. I hope I grow to love him more this year, and I think I might. But OG, who I know you said you like and trust,
yeah.
OG and Bridges have had one of the highest three-point percentage from the corner in the NBA. It's like 42. It's crazy high.
But then this should be enough, because if you do trade for Giannis, one of those two is going along with Towns. So now you're losing two guys. Giannis is not a great shooter.
No, not at all.
And I don't know, maybe I don't want to admit it, but you watch what Donovan Mitchell could do throughout the course of a game or spurts.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Jalen is great and the clutch player and all that stuff. Can he do it to the level of one of those top premier backcourt players with more size who maybe scores a little bit easier than he does? And is he that shooter that those guys can be when they're on? Maybe that's part of it too. Maybe we're focusing on Towns, but maybe the guy that we all love, maybe also there's some truth to him not being a number one on a championship team.
Well, I mean, how many smalls have, led the way? Isaiah, Tiny Archibald was great.
But especially you're scoring a dominant scoring small.
Yeah, I know. AI, they never won. They got there against the Lakers. Iverson, you know, smallish. I get it. I think it's a fair question. I think that I personally believe in his ability to rise and compute like the moment properly. I trust him so much more than Brunson. Than Towns. I think Brunson is up for the challenge. I also do think that we do this with a lot of things. Like, I think there's a slight elevation to who Donovan Mitchell is. He's going to be 30. What the hell's he done?
I know, but when he takes... Yes, as far as winning a championship, but you watch the player. He is just...
When he goes on a binge, he looks different because he's bouncier, he's bigger, he's stronger. I get that. I mean, Brunson's our guy. I trust him with basically everything that I have in terms of basketball sensibility. Cat, that's a different story.
But if you also just look at the roster, I know we got a break here. Yep. If you look at the roster, then they're loaded. And there shouldn't be any excuse. Well, they're just not as good as the West. They have depth. They've got Ananobi and Bridges, who are elite wing defenders and can be top scorers in the league. They've got Towns and Brunson. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, they've got the pieces in place.
And they've got circumstances. We talked about the Eastern Conference. Did you see the highlights from Embiid last night?
No, I didn't see it, but I did see VJ Edgecombe.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, he's going to be a beast.
He actually played well against St. John's last year. I remember seeing him in college. He's really, really good.
BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get back to your calls. The NBA scandal reset down with the King topic of the day on the other side.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.